B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Mike, how can we help you, sir?
So, I started seeing this girl, Sarah, and, I thought things were going great. We kind of went on two different dates. You know, first date went perfect. I mean, as good as a first date can go.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, we kind of kept talking, and then we went on a second date, and then, you know, the second date kind of got extended, so we ended up, you know, going back to her place, and things kind of escalated from there. Had a great time, and then I haven't heard from her since. So I'm kind of wondering what's going on, and I was saying, you guys can help me out there.
Okay.
Escalating?
Yeah.
I mean, we went back to her place, and things got hot and heavy, and we had a great time. So I
want
to keep it at that.
You gotta keep it. Oh, wow. You had sex on the second date. We've never heard that before.
Hey, you know, I'm trying to be respectful, but, you know, I thought things went great. I don't know why I haven't heard from her since. I don't know what's going on.
So you can't think of anything. If she were to say something happened on that or you said something on that second date or whatever that turned her off, you wouldn't be able to think of anything?
The only thing I can really kind of think of is for work, right? I had to leave early the next morning, and I travel a lot, so I was out of town for like 4 days. So it is what it is. I don't know if she got mad at that, but you know, it's just work.
Did you not contact her in those 4 days?
I mean, we texted, but we didn't get to talk like we normally do because again, I'm working and I'm on business. I'm traveling and stuff like that. I stayed in contact. We texted and stuff, and she knew what was up.
She thinks you have corona. That's what it is from all the traveling. All right. Okay, we'll give her a call for you next, all right?
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, we just spoke to Mike. He said he had two great dates with this girl, Sarah. After that, though, it was kind of weird. He said that the second date, they got a little romantical. And then after that, he kind of had to travel and stuff for work, and something happened in that time that he was gone, where now she's just not responding to anything he's sending. Maybe she met up with an ex-boyfriend or... I don't know. I'm confused by this one. So here's what we're going to do. Mike, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, you stay quiet. We're going to try and call her right now, okay?
Hello?
Hi, is Sarah?
Yep.
Hi, so my name is Ramiro. I'm here with Pebbles and Melissa. I know this is weird. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, the radio station, but we're calling you because somebody gave us your number for a good reason. So can I explain why?
I'm not interested.
Wait, no. No. This isn't anything like that. It's not like an offer that you have to pay for anything. It's somebody who knows you told us to call you for a good reason. But just let me tell you what the good reason is.
Okay, I guess.
Okay. I guess it is kind of an offer. Okay, so it's a guy. It's a guy that you know, and he likes you, and he wants to take you out on a date. But let me explain. We'll pay for any date that you choose. So whatever your favorite place is or whenever you're free, we'll pay for everything. And I'm going to tell you the guy's name. So it's not like you're going to show up, and it's going to be this hideous beast across from you.
Okay.
Okay, if I tell you his name, will you consider possibly going on a date with him?
I'll let you know, I guess.
All right, well, it's Mike, who you already went on a couple dates with.
It's just kind of sweet, I guess, in a weird, creepy way. But I'm good. I don't need to see him again.
Okay, you said creepy.
Creepy is the worst thing you can call a guy. Can I just say that?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, well, sorry.
What did he do? Okay, he told us that you guys had really two good dates, and after he got back from traveling for work or whatever. Do you think he has corona? Is that what it is?
No, I don't think he has corona.
Because that would be a valid reason. Is that what it is? I mean, we'll just tell him that you think he has corona.
No.
You wanted to self-quarantine for 2 weeks.
It was fine. The date was good, I guess. You know, things were heating up a little bit, and I invited him back to my place.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, we had fun. I thought everything was going good, and then he went into the bathroom, and the way my apartment's set up, sort of like you can kind of hear into the bathroom because of a vent.
Oh, gosh.
Not my favorite thing about my place.
No.
Yeah.
but I was just hearing these, like, weird sounds. And then I realized that it was like sobbing. He was crying in my bathroom.
Stop it.
That's it?
I could hear him saying another girl's name. He was like sobbing. He's like, Jenny.
You are what? Lying.
Wait, no. you can hear that?
Oh,
wait,
my God. Wait.
Sarah, Mike is on the phone, Sarah.
What? Okay, no.
Hold on.
What is going on?
We just, Mike, please tell me that your farts sound like a man who's crying saying Jenny.
No, we had, Sarah, I mean, we had a great time that night, and I don't even hear that. Like,
oh my God. Okay. So you were crying, and who is Jenny?
It's okay. So before we started dating, Sarah, like I was in a relationship with a girl named Jenny, and uh-huh. I guess it was a little bit of a rough breakup. And like, I don't know, just you and I had such a great time, and it just kind of reminded me of, you know, my time with you.
No.
Yo, man, why
I
would you
remind you of your ex?
Well, I don't want you to remind me of her either. It's not like I wanted that.
He's heartbroken.
I don't mean any by
it. I'm sorry, man, but I don't want to be a rebound. When did this end?
Three weeks ago? I mean, it's not.
That's like so soon, dude. How serious was it?
I was gonna propose.
Oh my God, he's crying.
Are you crying?
Oh. Are you crying right now?
No,
he's heartbroken.
I guess I'm not over as much as I thought I would.
I guess not.
Oh my God.
Yeah, you cried in the bathroom after having sex with another girl, and now you're crying without just
you're
talking.
You're not ready
about
to date, my friend. You're not ready.
No, I want to move past that. I want to get over it. Sarah, I want to go on one more date. You know what?
I think you need some alone time.
Sarah, give him a chance. Yeah.
Romero, stop.
Nah.
Come on. Like, I like my guy sensitive, but that's too much.
Whatever. Can we call Jenny?
Tomorrow on the Second Date Update on the 10th.
You can always count on the Second Date Update to make you laugh. Tomorrow, look, I mean, we have enough to worry about when you meet someone new and you're thinking about them being a potential mate. You're like, what are they lying to me about? Do they have this? Do they have that? There's so many things on that checklist. Well, now there's something else that's on that checklist and has actually jumped to the top of the checklist for you to worry about. You'll find out what it is tomorrow morning, 8:10, right here with the Get Up crew, okay? And my friends, do not forget about listening at 4:20 so that you can win $500 by answering a question about today's Second Date Update, all right? We call that the $500 Second Date Update. Happy ending.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.